This is GQDN for December the 5th. That's a Monday, people. 2022. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox prices, stuff that's going on at the Game Awards, and maybe a little bit of Elden Ring. But today, we have an update that's been going on over the past few days. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and the CEO of Panda Cup has stepped down. Here's a statement as released on Twitter by Panda Global. Quote, Panda has heard the concerns of the Smash Brothers community and is taking immediate action. Ellen is no longer CEO effective immediately. In the interim, Panda employees are working with outside advisors to form a temporary interim management committee, IMC, to act as CEO to navigate this critical time. The identities of these in the IMC will not be made public at this time due to concerns over harassment and safety. The IMC's immediate priorities are work with any team member that desires to resign, including release from any contractual obligations, support those who feel displaced through these events to find a home either with Panda or another organization. We call on the community to treat those affected by these events with grace, understanding, and to call out and report any attempts of doxing or harassment. Additionally, due to security concerns for our staff and contractors, the Panda Cup final is postponed. The IMC will work to issue refunds to all those who registered in the coming weeks. Panda is committed to demonstrating our decision to the community and everyone who shares our passion. Panda is committed to do our part to move the competitive Smash community above and beyond the current situation, starting with an internal restructure and a reduction to our values as members of this community. That name is Alan Bunny. That is the CEO that has stepped down. Now we go from stepping down to stepping into space. Well, into the Game Awards. These are kind of spoilery, so be careful. And these are also leaks, so once again, be careful. This is according to Destructoid.com. And apparently, the Steam page had a listing for Star Wars Jedi Survivor. In fact, that date was to be March 16th, 2023. Now, not long after that was removed. So if you go up there now, if you try to look for that release date on Steam, that is gone. In fact, Star Wars, or say at Star Wars, did say on Twitter, the journey continues. Experience the action-packed gameplay of Star Wars Jedi Survivor during the Game Awards, streaming live December 8th. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Thursday, December 8th. Check your times. But that wasn't the only one. Destructoid went ahead and said a little bit further that Tekken 8 will be at the Game Awards. So, what we have seen, well, actually, they were up on Twitter too. They just said, get ready. And they showed a little video of Tekken 8 being announced for the Game Awards. And we'll see what happens. We have seen some gameplay, but there's going to be more. And I would suspect maybe an interview or two. We'll see what happens. Now, we go to DualShockers. If we're going to do all this, what's the runtime going to look like? Well, Jeff Keighley did say that the Game Awards will be shorter this year, so it won't be as long. So what could happen? Well, this is what he said. One thing, I should say, quote, One thing we're doing this year is we're trying to make the show a little bit shorter. I won't say anything officially until we're through our rehearsals, but we think it's going to be a significantly shorter show this year. Could it be shorter? We will see. We will see. Now we go to another DualShockers article. Ubisoft is working on a new AAA open world game, and this is coming from one of their blog posts showing that they have some opportunities to work for Ubisoft. So here's a couple quotes from that post. You'll be accountable for the design of content that improves game levels and worlds to ensure optimum playability, as well as operate with higher level of competency and velocity. But we will see how this thing is going. It should be very interesting. Now we go to another DualShockers article, and they said that some of the Elden Ring developers did talk about their designs, their enemy design secrets. And they did give some graphs and, you know, pictures and stuff as to how things should look to a player. But how would that look on your Xbox price-wise if you buy it next year? Well, Eurogamer has that answer, because games next year will be just under $70. They held off for as long as what they could, but a spokesman told Eurogamer, quote, We've held on price increases until after the holiday so families can enjoy the gift of gaming. Starting in 2023, our new built for next gen full price games, including Forza Motorsports, Redfall, and Starfield, will launch at $70 USD on all platforms. This price reflects the content scale and technical complexity of all these titles. As with all games developed by our teams at Xbox, they will also be available with Game Pass the same day they launch. They tried their best, but even they had to succumb to inflation. Last but not least, it's all big news today, and the last big one is the FTC has softened its stance on the Microsoft-Activision-Blizzard merger. Once again on Eurogamer, and I would say quote to that entire title, but that is the way that it was put, and that's the best way to put it. Because when first presented to the FTC, only one person approved the deal, and that person was a Republican, named Christine Wilson. But now, of the four people that was on this committee, three of them were Democrats, at least two of them have switched sides. Now, there's no names to those two or three people, but they have switched sides, and it does mean that this deal is looking better now to the American system. But we look good too, don't we? We look good at thegroupquest.com. I look good at Joe Space on Twitch and Joe Brums on Twitter. And we all look good at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with probably even more Game Awards. Well, it's the Game Awards. Go play some games, people.